Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Bradley Manning has been given 35 years for the WikiLeaks documents. We have upwards of 1,300 that may have been killed in a apparent chemical weapon gas attack in the capital of Syria right as UN weapons inspectors arrive. And, of course, we've been reporting for 2 years. Al-Qaeda bragged and even shot videos where they had chemical weapons on the edge of Syria and were going to use them against them. And it's even come out in mainstream news that some of those smaller chemical weapons attacks were clearly staged by Al-Qaeda. And Syria has pointed out that they basically got Russians there as a third party at their legal, lawful chemical weapons depots the rebels have been trying to take and have been guarding it. In one case, some of the jihadis got into a chemical weapon dump earlier this year, and Israel bombed it. That was one of the bombings. Israel didn't want Al-Qaeda to get the chemical weapons. So this is just a free-for-all, ladies and gentlemen. And Kurt Nemo's got a story he's doing on this right now. Fox News, in fact, I asked Kurt to print it. I bet he did, but I bet it's in the printer down the hall, is already coming out as of like 20 minutes ago. I was in his office saying it's the Syrian government that did it. I mean, no proof either. We're sitting there reading the article. It's like when MSNBC says, I'm deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing, and that all libertarians are as well, and then gives no proof. And it's the same thing. We're like reading the article. I'm in his office. I'm, well, where does it say? What's the proof? Just doesn't say. It just. So Kurt's doing a story on that, but just ask him to actually print the Fox News story for me because that's the problem. I realize I am like shell-shocked by the amount of news and information unfolding and just trying to track all of it, but I guess we all are. It's the information age. Experts say Syrian chemical weapons attacks suspicious. Impartial analysis casts doubt on timing of the story. And, of course, this happened a few months ago. It happened earlier this year. It happened last year. This happened, what, four times now. And every time it comes out that it was the rebels, that they've been the main suspects. So even mainstream media later in the back of the paper has to admit that. And again, I'm no fan of Assad. I don't have any dog in the fight in Syria. Assad is a dictator, kind of a velvet-gloved one, but I don't like that. He's a lot better than his dad. But there's no U.S. interest in destabilizing Syria. There's really no even long-term interest for Israel from many of the experts I've talked to's perspective and my own perspective. And it's just totally immoral to put al-Qaeda in charge of the operation over there and turn it over to them and give them all these weapon systems, give them all these different weapon systems. Really hard looking at these children that have been hit by nerve gas, who've been paralyzed, who they're trying to resuscitate. We're just showing some of that video up on screen. But it only makes sense from the military-industrial complex and the big banking combine perspective because they can always organize the crises or use the crises to get more power, to get more no-bid weapons contracts, and to take more of our liberties. And there is a conscious worldwide move towards gangsterism, towards big, above-the-law corporate combines who have insulated themselves from their own international laws and who are just above the law, and then who are engaging in incredible war crimes through thinly veiled proxies like Saudi Arabian and Qatari jihadis. So we're going to be looking at that when we come back. They've released the Hastings coroner's report, and boy, does it have big holes in it. We're going to be breaking that down today as well. We're going to be looking at a whole host of issues dealing with new role players being hired for terror drills. Very important information coming up.
Oh. resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, the 21st day of August, 2013, worldwide broadcast. We're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs pop in for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour to talk about his contacts and information concerning the latest developments in the mysterious death of Michael Hastings. And I just want to tell you something. I'm not allowed to release the information I know about Michael Hastings. And quite frankly, sometimes you wish you didn't have this info. And I've checked it with other parties that lived and worked with Michael Hastings. And they've confirmed this. This has been confirmed by other journalists that have national television shows out of Los Angeles, the Young Turk producers. This information is known. And everyone is too scared to release it. And I'm like, then why am I even being told this information? Well, just in case something happens to us, you know about it. And I'm like, that's really great. Thank you for sharing this with me. When all our phones are tapped and the government knows who knows all this stuff. And it's very, very irritating, to say the least. And look, I'm not blaming Staff Sergeant Biggs. He's not scared. He's the one going public. He is just, as people telling him, don't release this info. But I'll tell you this, the FBI admitted last week they had a file on him and were tracking him and surveilling him, and he was visited by a federal agency. That has all come out that they did do that, and they lied about that in the Michael Hastings case. And again, there's a lot going on in the world. 1,300 people reportedly just got nerve gassed over in the capital of Syria, right when UN inspectors show up right on time so they can now take that false flag. I mean, it's clearly a false flag. It's targeting a world population that just kind of halfway watches television with one eye and just believes whatever they're told. They can announce that flying pigs just attacked Paris and spit acid out of their snouts and burned down the Eiffel Tower, and people would believe it. I mean, it is unbelievable what's going on, what people will buy into. And we've got all this happening. I just mentioned the Hastings thing because it is so frustrating to have someone send out an email saying the feds are coming after me. Look out. They're going to be, raiding our offices. I'm going off the radar. Big story breaking. And then his car blows up. The tree's not even really damaged. The witnesses say it blows up while driving down the middle of the street. And look, I'll say this, 95% chance they blew him up. There is, in my brain, a 5% chance that he was on drugs, that he was paranoid, and that the fame got to him, kind of like the Kony 2012 guy did, running around naked in the middle of California, in the middle of, San Diego, screaming, I'm God, kind of like TSA agents routinely do. They strip down naked repeatedly and run around screaming, I'm God. I'm not joking. You can look that up. It's a syndrome of narcissism that's gone to the edge. Hastings did not come off like a narcissist, according to what I know and people that knew him well, but somebody that was really into reality and really into adventure. But he could have cracked up and then I guess magically his car blown up in the middle of the street, as now six different witnesses say. And now as they tried to suppress all those reports, this looks like a setup. I've always said over and over again, if they kill me, because I've studied how they tend to kill journalists and people, they will shoot me with this is one of the most common things, a cyanide ice dart that just puts like a needle hole in you, and then you die in about a minute from a heart attack from the cyanide. You just shut down, going into your bloodstream. Then they take your body. Most of that metabolizes out. Very hard for a coroner to even find it. And they kill some hooker and stick you in a hotel room with her with a heroin needle in your arm. And they can also inject the breakdown elements of other hard drug use to show the derivatives of drugs in your body. They can extract that out of cadavers, you name it, and show a whole spectrum of drugs in you. Or they could carjack me. or run a truck into me after I'd already been killed. It's one of the popular fun ways they do things. Or just have a guy pop up in a black ski mask one day when I'm getting in my car and shoot me in the head, and then they just say I was, who knows why he was shot in the head. I mean, that happens to a lot of people. That's what they do. But you notice, if you're a long-time listener, or even a short-time, you know I make the point when they kill people that if I ever get found dead of a drug overdose, folks, I don't use illegal drugs. I mean, I can have a broken leg. I don't take opiates. I'm violently allergic to them. Start throwing up everywhere. I don't use any illegal drugs. So if, and I've never been a big drug user. I experimented some in high school and just hated everything I ever tried. I was like, people pay for this stuff. So if that ever happens, it's not true. And by the way, his family has now come out and said he did not use methamphetamine. They're saying he had methamphetamine in him. They're saying he had marijuana in his system, which he reportedly had a medical card for PTSD from all the combat he was in the middle of for many years as a combat reporter, embedded. And he reportedly was not a DMT user either. So they're saying that it looked like he'd been on DMT. By the way, folks, you can't tie your shoelaces. You can't even get out of your chair when you're on DMT. You don't even know where you are. I mean, you get teleported to, you know, just another dimension or another area of your brain. It's like a deep dream. And so this looks really, really bad. Remember, this is the same LA coroners where Breitbart drops dead. They announce 45 minutes after he's dead that it's not any foul play, which that's very suspicious. And then the coroner dies of arsenic poisoning. The coroner dies who worked on Breitbart. And I mean, maybe Breitbart did have art problems. I've talked to folks that knew him, and they said that guy was burning the candle on both ends, had a history of heart problems, and so maybe he did die. My point is they shot Gary Webb, who won the Pulitzer Prize for exposing CIA drug dealing, a month before his book was going to be coming out. And then, by the way, then the publisher didn't release it after. Some stuff went on behind the scenes, and he got shot twice in the side of the head. And it said he'd had his kids move out in with his ex-wife because people kept breaking in his house, who he described as special forces who would slide down the drain pipe from the second story, special forces style, you know, with their feet on it, shooting down it, like something out of the Bourne Supremacy or something. They wanted him to know they were in there constantly. So he moved out of that house, moved to another city, told everybody they may kill me, and then they killed him. I mean, it's just unbelievable that if I die, it's not suicide. It's like Vince Foster, where they drag him to the park, clean everything up. Witnesses see him getting drugged there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I'm just sick of these gangsters being able to kill whoever they want, whenever they want, and get away with it. So, Hastings autopsy, traces of meth found in body, but crash cause death is the report. And it goes on, but a Hastings family member had a surprising reaction when contacted by who, what, why, calling the coroner's report irresponsible. I can honestly say with absolute certainty that he wasn't doing meth, the family member requested anonymity, told who, what, why in an email. Methamphetamine can be nasal spray, Sudafed, one of those upper drinks at the gas station. And yeah, the family member's right. We did a report on this last night. There are hundreds of products that will show methamphetamine in you. That's why when you go get a nasal spray or you go get Sudafed or you go get Claritin, they want you to sign for it and show your driver's license. Because you can take that home and cook it up and make methamphetamine with it. Because that's what it is. That's why, no matter how bad my allergies get, I don't want to take that because it turns me into a freak, a mean freak. I mean, that gives me a mean streak a mile wide, folks. But sure lets me go jogging far, I tell you that. I take one of those 24-hour Claritin a couple years ago and I lost a bunch of weight and I could go run like 5 miles. Definitely speed. That's why I don't take it anymore. But I'm losing weight right now, by the way, with none of that. I'm losing weight right now just exercising and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Modafinilin, the seaweed, and the rest of it. But it's weird when you really start losing weight, all of a sudden it starts coming off and then that's when you got to hit it. That's when you really got to hit it. But side issue, I'm done talking about that until he pops in for 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to have open phones. for the rest of the broadcast, and I'm really going to try to go to your phone calls earlier in this hour rather than later, so I don't hold people to the end of the show and then go into overdrive again. I apologize that I'm constantly doing that. Let me give you the really big news now, obviously, and we're going to be breaking all this down throughout the show today as more comes out. Opposition says as many as 1,300 killed in gas attack near Damascus. They call the 60% Al-Qaeda forces, the rest jihadis, who sing. I mean, there's hundreds of these videos. Oh, we love you, bin Laden. Oh, we're going to blow up America next. We've taken Libya. We've now taken part of Syria with God's help. God is great. We will blow up and kill everybody in America. We will blow up and kill everybody in Israel. We've played this. Oh, Osama bin Laden. Oh, we love you so much. But it's in Arabic. And this is the groups being given tow missiles by the U.S. government and NATO. And they're getting the French variant of the tow. They're getting the Chinese variant of the tow. What's it called? The Red Arrow or something? Let's look that up just for factoid purposes, the Chinese version of the tow. And there's all these videos that's just being given them. Here, have some anti-tank missiles. These really are good for shooting down airliners as well. On and on and on and on. You want to shoot something at 4 miles away? Line of sight here. Perfect targeting. Here, have this. And they're like throwing Christians off roofs, blowing up churches. And then now, the media keeps going, if you use nerve gas, Assad, we're going to invade you. And he's like, I would never do that. You're the ones. We've already caught you. If it happens, we didn't do it. The UN inspectors show up and it happens. Talk about making up WMD stuff. This is incredible what's going on. We'll break that down straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
By the way, coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to get into a story that our own Julie Wilson filed last night for Infowars.com. It's up on the left-hand column of Drudge about halfway down. And I like this article because it's not sensational. It's just dryly written. But I think we should probably do another one explaining the article to people because it's so dry that it's... Folks need to understand why this is so important, that they're hiring more role players to play the part of terrorists to then sneak around pretending to be terrorist to see if the police and military can catch them. And doing these drills live time in major cities, because these companies generally are not involved in what happens, but the criminal elements of the government and the corporations that control it have been caught over and over again staging events on top of these drills. And sometimes they tell the role players, here, carry this backpack into the sports stadium or onto the bus or onto the train, and then they blow them up. And I just want to tell you, if you're a cop or you're military, especially if you're a Muslim, but they're kind of segueing away from that right now, and you're a secular, you know type guy or you're a Muslim, but you're, you know, more Western style, I guess you call it reformed, you're the people they're going to set up. And look, most of the time they're going to hire you for a drill and you're going to get paid $1,000 and nobody's going to get blown up. But this is the real deal. And most people, again, that are even running these companies have no idea what's going on. Just like the Boston bombing, they had multiple drills. That later came out. We were confirmed to be right. Boston Globe, they had military contractors. They had Kraft International out there. And then the director of that got his head blown off. I mean, this is really, really dangerous stuff, okay? And I watched the body language of the video of all of the Special Forces sheep-dip guys. They when the bomb went off, they weren't involved. They were like, what's going on? What? Running around with their black backpacks. They were there to take part in a drill. And the feds may have lied to them and said, there's going to be a real terror attack, but we're going to tell the public if they ask questions, it's a drill, which they did do. It came out on local news and in the Boston Globe and then on Alabama News when they went and talked to a professor who was also there. Three different sources that were like, why all the dogs? Why all the backpacks? Why the troops? Oh, sir, it's just a bomb drill. Boom! I mean, there was a bomb drill. See, I said I'd cover this next segment, but it actually can segue back into what we were already covering and then back into the story I just mentioned in the next segment that's longer. When you watch this over and over again, you just learn the patterns. 7/7 in 2005, I was there a week after it happened. I flew there to cover it. And I was approached by MI5 and others and told when I was just back in England a few months ago that I was absolutely correct. And one of them came to me and said, we want to know, this is when I was at the BBC, I was pulled aside, we want to know how you knew that so quickly. About Dominguez, the electrician that obviously knew too much that they executed. And I said, well, I put two and two together. I've studied this. And they're like, well, and the guy was so intense. So intense. I couldn't tell if it was like a threat or what it was. He just kept going, well, let me just tell you, you're absolutely correct. We can't believe you're so accurate. And he's like, basically, who are you working with? Who are you really? And that guy just kept going, and you're like inside the BBC, and it's a guy in a suit. It's not the regular security people. And I'm like, well, who are you? Well, let's just say it's not MI6. It's one number lower. And I mean, and this guy was just like, I want to know. We're very interested in that. We just only shake your hand. We really want to know how you know that. And I was just like, whoa. And then they had a guy follow us outside. He said the same thing. The crew saw that. And there's a Bilderberg group member in the hallway. I mean, we've got video of that confrontation. I mean, my life is a Twilight Zone episode. I'm telling you right now. And we also ran into some nice MI5 people who actually gave us great info days earlier. But I'm kind of, see, that's the problem with any story. I've got to give you background on why I know things. But the point is, they had drills of the exact same trains. An exact bus bombed at the exact same locations at the exact same time. And we had an insurance actuary done on it for Terror Storm. And it's, I forget how many trictagillion, but it was billions of times all the grains of sand in the world that would happen that way. And then we had BBC reports and ITN admitting it was, you know, astronomically impossible. And they're like, well, why do you throw it in our face then? So I'm going to explain this and tie it into the Syria nerve gas attack when we come back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air specifically, I'd like to get your take on the supposed chemical weapons attack that's happened over in the capital of Syria, Damascus, and, of course, the other news that we're going to be breaking down today. I'm also going to give my review of The Act of Killing. That is the most disturbing movie I have ever seen, and I do not recommend that the faint of heart go see it. It takes a lot to disturb me. And I feel like I have been dipped in degeneracy and scum and evil, and my skin is crawling. Werner Herzog says this is the greatest movie he's ever been involved in. He produced it. They had an interview he did at the Alamo Drafthouse, you know, aired before it, and he was just smacking his lips. When he is a great director. About how this was the greatest work ever. There won't be anything like this for 30 years. It's got like the highest Rotten Tomatoes rating ever of like 97%. And it made me just want to vomit. I mean, this, because it was real, ladies and gentlemen. And knowing what I know about tyrants and how the thug system operates and the spirit of thugism that empowers tyranny. I went with David Knight and the crew, and David Knight, I said, David, what'd you think of the movie? And he said, makes me want to go out and buy more guns. So I will give that review at the start of the next hour. Come hook or crook, and I'll play the trailer for it. so you kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. And the only reason I'm going to discuss it is because as a document, it's very important. Any anthropologist, sociologist, people that want to know what the third world's like, man, this is it. And let me tell you, I won't ever be getting anywhere near Indonesia. I mean, I know it's already one of the most hellish places on earth, but my goodness, Obama was actually there as a child in the 1 year when the 1 million people got killed, and his mother, as a CIA operative with the husband, the cutout husband, there in the government district, he was involved in the death squads. And then I just started thinking about how bad Obama is, man. He has a pedigree of like Satan himself. The weird communist pornographer dad, I mean, it's definitely Davis. And then his mom, and then her with all these operatives and people. I mean, it is just, and then you see how evil he is and how much he loves conning people and how much he loves hurting black people, especially doubling the abortion funding, and just, and how he sits there and tells everybody he loves them and he's coming and he's going to help them. I mean, I've been blindsided by how evil Obama is. The movie, by the way, is not about Obama. It's just that I've been wanting to throw up ever since last night. In fact, I'm like having basically flashbacks right now. And the average person will go watch it and probably say, yeah, it is disgusting and sick and everything. But, I mean, when you study evil all the time and you see this, it's just like, oh, my gosh. It's like the most disgusting thing you can imagine laid as gravy over the something else that's horrible. It's like a giant, I hate to be gross, but try to describe it like at a level of my gut, but it's like a giant soup of just the most horrid, disgusting, humiliating things with degenerate, toddling, inhuman scum drunk on power wallowing in their evil and their fraud and their ugliness and proud of it. You know, I got disgusted by that kid with the rat life, how he drives a Cadillac Escalade and is on welfare and gets food stamps and is laughing at taxpayers paying for his lobster every day, and how he's proud of it with all his friends laughing at everyone on Fox News. And it's a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just that they're corrupt and have problems. We all have problems. It's that they don't want to reach towards the good and try to build beautiful, good, strong things. They don't want to lift people up. They like squalor, death, destruction, pain, lies, fraud, trampling what's good. And they're at war with anything beautiful and good. Because they don't even want to be part of the beauty and build it up and be greater themselves. They hate beauty and purity and goodness. And man, I'm in the movie and there's this beautiful young waitress. Because it's you know, they have food at the movie theater. That's why we like to go there. And we're sitting there and I'm eating while I'm watching this. And there's a beautiful human being serving us. And it was just like, it was degenerate to be there and to be sitting there in a comfortable chair eating with a beautiful maiden serving us, watching this. It was the juxtapose too, made it even worse. It was like a hallucination. I mean, no wonder it's got the highest rating ever on Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb and stuff, because it is just blasphemous. But they're not being blasphemous, Werner Herzog and the anonymous director, because they don't want to get killed by the death squads. They're showing you evil. I've never seen anything this powerful. I mean, hands down, it was like a journey into hell. I think I've already done the review, haven't I? Problem is, because I don't script this show. I know what I'm going to talk about, what I'm interested in, and then I just boom, and then I start mentioning something, and I'm off to the races. And I saw the thuggishness and the arrogance, and it reminded me of his first State of the Union when Biden does this mafia smile to Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House then, and Obama, and they all just have this disgusting, openly evil, openly leering, smile that you know killers have when they've got a kid tied down, a two-year-old, they're going to rape for a month straight and, quote, use them up, as psychopaths call it. And it's been reportedly, because, you know, they've had police films and stuff where these people film this stuff, these people have these demonic Joker smiles, and it's just they love it. And they just love that they can hurt good and lie to everyone and then make us degenerate and poison the food and water and poison the culture and degenerate everything and attack everything good and prosecute everything pure and attack innocence. And then and just the earth has just been turned over to every disgusting, ugly piece of trash. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I will say this now, though. If I knew how bad this was, people go see and go, well, that's not that violent. It's real, folks. It's not simulated. Like the stupid shows they've got on HBO where the serial killer, you know, kills the patriot or kills the right winger or kills the guy that slaps his wife and tortures him to death, you know, and makes it all sexy and cute. This isn't, that's how they sell it. This is the real deal. And watching these degenerate pieces of garbage sit there and just get off on their nastiness. Excuse me. Excuse me. I do not, and now I say, I do not recommend. I recommend everybody that wants to be a gangster or a thug or a tough guy. I recommend all the steroid head cops that, you know, that are getting into the tyranny and can't wait to do whatever they want and kind of are like a moth to the flame of evil and the orgy of bloodletting they want to have and the war they want to have with the American people. I recommend you all go see this. And I recommend fathers go see it if you want to know what you're facing under a tyranny. By the way, I can't even look at the videos of all of these nerve gas dead children and the rest of them that are paralyzed. Punch up Infowars.com. The still photos are enough. Don't show the video. They're showing all over the news. You know, if we show a collateral damage video of troops, U.S. troops, shooting up a vehicle full of kids, they can air it on CNN because they whitewash it, or Fox. That's okay. If we put it on YouTube, they take our channel down. But all over the news, they're showing the nerve gas little kids right now. And see, I've got a five-year-old, little darling innocent. I got a nine-year-old. I got a 10-year-old. You don't know what it's like till you have children. And you can't imagine them like that. It tears your heart out. You have empathy. You experience it. And then you realize evil people don't experience it. They just know it manipulates good people. And that's another thing. I watch them sit there just prodding us with their pitchfork. The devil prodding us to do what he wants with the crimes the globalists commit. And then it's so obvious. 2 days after the UN inspectors show up in Damascus, nerve gas gets released and hits kids. How convenient. And they've already caught the Al-Qaeda rebels at the West backs. We're going to do a report on this tonight on the Nightly News. They're compiling all the stories right now. Three separate times, and the reason I say don't show the kids, I can't look at it. Three separate times, they have nerve gas small areas and areas they control, and then it's come out later that indeed it was the rebels doing it. And then you get John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Obama going, listen, you cross the red line of using any chemical weapons, we're going to attack you. And the Russians go and stay at the chemical bases that are legal and lawful, all these governments have them, and say, of course, no one's going to use these. And now, right when the UN's there, they do this, and reportedly there's 1,300 killed. That's coming from the rebels we don't know. They probably trucked in a school bus of you know, their own kids and nerve gassed them, you know, kids from kids that they'd captured. Because there's no way... I mean, you've got the president, Assad, coming out for 2 years saying they're going to frame us for nerve gassing. We would never do this. Nerve gas isn't a good weapon unless it's a terror weapon. And, you know, we're winning the offensives. We're taking the country back. We're not going to do this. And they want to start the air campaign, the no-fly bomb zone that the Peace Prize president launches. Because, you know, when they drop a bomb on an apartment building or they level... you know, large percentages of major cities in places like Libya. That's not war. That's a non-military kinetic action, Carney's now calling them, or a non-lethal, lethal kinetic action. Because even though it's lethal, if you say it's non-lethal, that makes it okay. And again, it's the spectacle of them doing all this. I mean, it's there is no reason Assad would do something like this. And the other group's been caught doing it over and over again. And the timing. And then they go ahead and punch up the little kid on the respirator. And these kids all have neurological problems, ones that live for the rest of their life. A bunch of them are actually dead. There's videos of just piles of dead kids. And my basic human instinct is to absolutely be enraged by dead little children. But see, everybody's playing these video games where zombies are eating little kids. And, you know, there's movies. There's all these shows where you've got serial killer doctors that, you know, kill people that they don't like, but it's cool because, you know, they're a cool serial killer. And, I mean, there's a whole bunch of these shows. What's the one on HBO? Dexter? Showtime. Yeah, I mean, I've only seen snippets of this stuff, you know, here and there online. And then I talk to people that watch it, and it's all sexy to be friends with a serial killer. See, now it's not scary, and you can dabble in being a serial killer, you know, living vicariously through one. Meanwhile, folks, in America today, there'll be scores of children grabbed out of their backyards, and they'll just be on a milk carton. And the serial killers run the government, run the country, basically, and now they're teaching you to love who they are. Now, speaking of false flags, this story is by Julie Wilson up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com on the middle of the left-hand column. It's the easiest place to find it. San Antonio, no, I've got a separate article over here, San Antonio Express News, but yes, San Diego Craigslist ad searches for surveillance role players. And why is this important? Companies specializing in response to national security challenges seeks new employees. And I'm sure this company, you know, isn't involved in anything nefarious. Why, they just want to hire high-level security clearance, former military personnel and others to play the role, basically, of terrorists, if you read the ad, to then be at public events to test security. The issue is, in every major false flag, Boston, 7/7 in London, 9/11, and countless other events, Gladio operations, the Russians have been caught staging terror attacks against themselves before in 1999, and they told local police, the FSB did, we're taking part in a drill of blowing up this fourth building with real explosives. They'd just blown up three the week before as a pretext to crack down and get Putin elected. And all the evidence points towards that being an FSB operation. Same thing. It's a drill. There was a drill. This is how you cover up the real op. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but NATO's been caught doing it. The Russians have been caught doing it. Our government in operations like Northwoods talks about having drills as the cover for blowing stuff up, mass shootings, plastic explosive bombs at public events in America to basically start war with Cuba and then the Soviet Union. And Kennedy killed that program. The point is, this is what they do. And so you've got these programs happening everywhere. Companies specializing in response to national security challenges seeks new employees. A recent post on the San Diego Craigslist website advertises the need for motivated surveillance role players and scenario-driven political exercise or practical exercise role players, or RPs. The ad claims to be looking to fill these positions to support military training activities in the San Diego, California region. Now, this, they have a lot of drills just to create the perception there's real terrorists, to create fear, and to simulate it with the police. Okay, and then to also have local newscasts about it later if they go public with the drill to create the perception it's a real threat. So that's what the majority are. I'd say 90% or more. Then out of the other 10%, you will have it where they tell the people there's a real terror threat and then see if the police can catch the role players to actually test response. But then in 2, 3, 4% of the time, out of that, you know, 10%, and I'm just guesstimating here, dead reckoning from research, they go and they hire college students or whoever the case is, or they hire people that have been sheep-dipped by the CIA like the Tsarnaev brothers, Zohar and Tamerlan, who it came out were The older brother definitely was on CIA payroll, Jamestown Foundation, sent to Chechnya to infiltrate al-Qaeda groups funded by the West. That's all on record. The drill, the stand down, their friends getting killed, the cover up, the FBI guys that arrested them are dead. It goes on and on. And they had drills there. That's now been confirmed. They had a drill where a Patriot group was going to bomb the event. But, of course, they had fallbacks. They had Saudis there that the First Lady visited. They had these cutouts who were supposedly Chechen terrorists. Well, the Chechen terrorists are run by the West on record against Russia. So, again, it's all this cloak and dagger stuff, same deal. And so this talks about a minimum of 5 years counterintelligence or human intelligence, HUMED experience, with a less of two operational deployments, a military occupational speciality, or a member of a civilian intelligence community organization. Of a civilian intelligence community organization. Yeah, that's all the spy networks they've already got set up. I mean, we're going to come back and break this down, then go to your phone call. Stay with us.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
And again, let's expand on what happened at the Boston bombing. They said there wasn't a drill. Then it came out there was a drill. And anytime you bring this up with the FBI, the Secret Service, who shouldn't even have been there, or the police chief, they would freak out and tell the media, do not talk to that reporter and do not look at any of the videos with the whole Boston bombing. You remember that. And we're going to, basically later in the broadcast, after I take some calls, go back and dig up some of those articles and photos and videos. It's just that it did turn out. That there was a drill in Boston and they didn't want you looking at that. Why didn't they want you looking at the drill? Because the drills are the cover for everything. And just like in Austin last week, we broke that news nationally. They had a drill. Oh, there's going to be troops and feds on the streets and checkpoints, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, this is to condition us further. And then sure enough, we get the internal Pentagon Army memo naming the streets, the church, everything that was going to be blown up. The 8th, 9th, or the 2 weeks after. It said the 8th, 9th, or the 2 weeks after. And then when we released it, they said, well, that's a real document, but not a real threat. Exactly. You think they brainwash the public? They brainwash the police even worse. So I want to tell the police something here, and I want to say this. I'm seeing a major trend now, and we've seen this the last few years start as a drumbeat, but now it's a crescendo. Because we have CNN in one room, Fox in another, MSNBC on, C-SPAN on, we're monitoring. And I walk around the office, I was here till 9:45 last night, before I went and saw the act of killing that I'm going to review a little bit later in the next hour after calls. And it was on every channel about Sergeant Beals that went and killed the 16 people or whatever. And it said he was on all these drugs, on Valium and on this and that, and went into a rage and how he's a monster. And this is a guy they ordered on all these drugs, who they put on psychotropics, who they sent back for a fourth tour wearing a prosthesis on his foot. He had his front of his foot blown off, his toes blown off. He was completely whacked out of his mind on drugs that make you do this stuff. He blacks out the middle of the night and goes on a kill walking, not a sleepwalking, but a sleep killing frenzy, which has been happening to a lot of the troops. These are trained killers on a bunch of drugs, and they're going to put him in prison. And then they're going to demonize him. And listen, here's the deal, folks. What am I getting at? Police and military, they are getting ready to set you up in drills, blowing stuff up. I can see it with all the pieces clearly, because everywhere I turn on television now, they're demonizing veterans and troops right now. And they are getting ready to really persecute you. Because they want you, to think in the public that everybody's a terrorist. Anybody with brown skin's a terrorist. Anybody who's right wing's a terrorist. Anybody who's left wing's a terrorist. Well, military or police, who would have thought they would start terrorizing and bombing stuff? And all they got to do It's just like McVeigh, remember the army soldier? Oh, he bombed Oklahoma City all by himself. No, he was part of a secret intelligence unit that's come out in federal court. He was upset and said, I'm not going to be part of bombing a real building. I thought this was a drill. He got upset about the nursery. And we have this from all the sources. And this has come out in federal court. And so they set him up and then drugged him until they executed him. And so you better understand who you're working for. These globalists will set any and everybody up. And it's not like Russian roulette, even if you're evil, where you just hope, you know, you're not the one they set up. Listen, this is evil. This will bring our entire society down. All right, folks, second hour of the Wednesday edition, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the New World Order's playing all countries off against each other, and they reportedly have now tried to frame Syria for nerve gassing their own people, even though they've been caught repeatedly having their al-Qaeda forces do it. We're going to be getting into that. Poisonous gas attack by regime kills troops. Again, poisonous gas attack by regime troops kills at least 100 in Syria, activists say. But see, Fox just goes with that like it's real or true, not like activists say. I mean, they won't even call the paramilitary al-Qaeda forces with even heavy weapons. They won't even, they call them activists or protesters. Kind of like the Muslim Brotherhood firebombing, shooting police. They killed 25 in one day. They're killing police and military every day in Egypt. They're starting it, and they're called protesters. I mean, you know, what if you went out and killed 25 cops? Would you be on the news as a protester? I mean, that's what I mean, folks. We are under assault by propaganda. We are under just absolute total assault. So we're going to be going to your phone calls, getting into all that. Every day I see, without even looking, and I don't cover it, just because I guess I've been conditioned, where black folks, young people mainly, are killing white people randomly. And there's another article on DrudgeReport.com, Murder Shocks Heartland. The cops say bored black teens killed white baseball player for fun. I pulled the trigger. And the media won't even call it a racist crime. And again, you see the media and the culture, MSNBC, they say white people are inherently bad. And it's not even reverse racism. How is it reverse? Anybody can be racist, folks. It's tribalism. What do you think a country club is where the richest people in town are in a country club and don't want anybody else in it, and they even are mean to the people there that are only worth, you know, $100 million and aren't worth $1 billion? I mean, the best country club in Austin's got billionaires, like, you know, 20 billionaires or something that are members. I mean, and believe me, folks, I've taught people that go there, they're mean to you if you're just a U.S. senator and, you know, are only worth $50 million. That's tribalism. That's elitism. That's cliques. And so, yeah, they'll use skin color, they'll use religion, they'll use whatever. But there's this idea that only white people are tribalist. The whole world's tribalist. Go to Indonesia, you got like 20 different groups killing each other forever. Look at Africa, tribes killing each other 24/7. I mean, you know, I'm sick of the West, because I've traveled the world a little bit, but I've seen a lot of documentaries, too, in the third world. And let me tell you, Western civilization, what Western Europe deployed and developed, is hands down the greatest contribution to human society and development the world's ever seen. The Japanese contributed a lot. The Chinese contributed a lot to civilization. There was some contributions of civilization out of Africa. There have been contributions out of Mesoamerica. All those places have had contributions. But you can hands down say that Western civilization has made the most contributions. Now, has Western civilization done a lot of evil stuff? Yeah, we're all humans. We all act the same. But I am just so sick of the constant drumbeat by the elite against Western civilization. Because here's the deal. They don't want you to have it. Obama goes to Africa. He lives in the you know, the cradle of Western civilization, wealth and power and sci-fi technology. He goes to Africa and says, you can't have hot water. You can't have cars. It's bad for the earth. By the way, I got 500 Secret Service with me. About 10 aircraft landed. It cost me, you know, millions of dollars a day to be here. But you can't have hot running water. That's what's behind the trendiness of running Western civilization down. You know what? Go move to Calcutta, India. Go move to Jakarta, Indonesia. Go move to Mexico City, please. Please, please. I'm just so sick of all these movies like Elysium and everything else acting like the West is bad. What did Jim Morrison say? The West is the best. The West is the best.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I'm going to go to your phone calls on a host of issues, whatever topics you'd like to raise here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. At about 40 after, we're going to have pop in to the broadcast the personal friend of Michael Hastings, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, to give his take on the autopsy information released that the family is saying is not accurate, that he did not use methamphetamine. So looks like the demonization has begun. You can also take Sudafed or hundreds of other different products or chemicals or drinks that will give a false positive for amphetamine use. So very, very suspicious on that front. Big news in Syria. Obviously, they're saying between 100 and 1,300 dead. You know, it's the rebels saying that, so who knows. But horrible footage of nerve gas children blaming it on Assad. And they keep saying, Assad, if you use nerve gas, we're going to have the West bomb and invade you. So it's getting very, very, very suspicious that that's a staged setup, frame-up going on. Also, San Diego Craigslist ad calls for role players to basically play the part who are former human intelligence, CIA, you name it, or part of citizens tattletale squads to play the part of basically terrorist in secret drills. And if you know anything about drills, those are usually accompanied or terrorist events are generally accompanied by a drill that's used as the cover story. So very, very suspicious report on that front. That's up on Infowars.com and halfway down on the left-hand side of the Drudge Report. .com as well, covering the Infowars.com article there. So we're going to be getting into that. There's a lot of other news I want to get to. There is a story here that's up on Infowars.com dealing with black youths killing a white youth because they were, quote, bored and just wanted to have fun. And I'm seeing this literally every day, where groups are attacked or robbed or killed, and it's usually just a regional news story, never a national news story, because the media wants to have the idea that only white people are racist and that only white people are bad. And it's mainly white people in the media and the power structure that are doing this because they want us all at each other's throats. And when I say that the Western civilization is under attack and is dying, the West is committing suicide. The West, the idea of a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, common law, that's what's so great about Western civilization. Doesn't mean the West is perfect. And all cultures have contributed things. But why is there such a concerted attack on Western civilization? And why does the media always say everyone should adopt anything but Western culture? Because they want a post-industrial world for everyone, folks. They're blocking the third world's development, which I am fighting against, you're fighting against, Lord Monckton's fighting, and they're fighting to deindustrialize us. We need to export the good parts of Western civilization if people want to adopt them. And the truth is, people in the third world do. That's why they want to come to the West. But the West itself is being deindustrialized from within, and it's being eradicated because Western civilization, in its truest Renaissance Enlightenment form, is in direct contravention with what the globalists want, that is a neo-feudalistic fascism worldwide. They want to go back to pre-Renaissance. That's what we call Western civilization. It's not really Western civilization. Western civilization was feudalist, just like Mesoamerica, just like Asia, just like Africa. It all had the same system. Kings, lords, slaves. Unless you had hunter-gatherer groups in small pockets in Eastern Europe, what's Eastern Europe today, North America, but still those groups were at war with each other. So, and you study human systems, Western civilization, that idea of that's really the Renaissance. I've studied it all. That's where we want to go. I mean, that's my view. Private property, the family sacrosanct, due process, the smallest person has the same rights as the most powerful. Powerful groups of gangs can't get together and just overrun you because they've got the force to do it or 51% vote to take your property. The problem is ultra-rich always want to use the mob rule of pure democracy or a crisis to take over and dominate. Now, smart elites in the Enlightenment said, well, actually, we're always getting robbed and overthrown and overtaken because we've got all the wealth and we're abusing the serfs. So let's actually create a more equitable system, and they'll have such wealth, we could skim off the top of that. That's why they kind of let the Renaissance go ahead and happen. They tried to block it for a while. They just couldn't. It was too popular. It was too cool. It was the idea of science getting out, innovation. The rock stars were musicians, classical musicians, scientists, explorers, not basketball and baseball players. You know, an upward society, the rock stars are mathematicians. The rock stars are trailblazers. Then the kids think that's cool. Then you go to, you know, space colonies and people start living to be 500 years old. And, you know, we go to the next level of human development that God, I guarantee he'll let us have if we're able to pass the test. But no, we can't do that. We have to have old-fashioned tyranny thuggism. And it's reigning supreme worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to go to this report. We're going to come back from break and go to your phone calls. This is a very powerful report that's up on Infowars.com. And I hope that you will share this with people so that folks are aware of what's happening. Kit Daniels did a blurb on it. It's gun confiscation begins in California. And then a few months ago, that was actually the headline that Bloomberg had, but they said it was a great thing. And they're now going to go after people that haven't even been adjudicated mentally ill. Just they come grab you and say, we heard you shoot your mouth off. This has been happening about Obama in North Carolina, Florida, you name it. But California is the worst. And so now you just don't get your guns. Or, hey, there's been a flood in Katrina. We're going to go to the rich houses and tear down the doors and rob the gun safes. You know, any excuse to come after our guns. And this is the whole extrajudicial move to do it. So here's the report from InfoWars Nightly News last night with David Knight breaking it down. But please, and I'm going to tweet this out right now while we're playing it. Please get Gun Confiscation Begins in California. Please get this video and article out to everyone you know so they're aware of what's happening. Here it is.
This morning, NPR carried a gung-ho report on gun confiscation in California. They accompanied a gang of government employees as they went about confiscating guns, as they put it, one by one.
We're riding in a caravan of four unmarked trucks through the bedroom communities of the San Francisco East Bay. The trucks carry nine state agents wearing bulletproof vests and armed with 40 caliber Glock pistols and tasers. They'll spend the next 6 hours looking for illegal guns.
Well, isn't that exciting and fun? But one thing that was missing from the NPR report was the constitutional perspective. Also missing was what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that. We have someone, Joe Mendez, who had this happen to him in California, and he gives a perspective of what it feels like to have your constitutional rights violated.
Immediately, I got two M16 machine gun rifles within 5 inches from my face on both sides. One cop came up with his gun in my face, and the other one proceeded to put my hands behind my back, conducted a raid on my house, and placed me under arrest for the sole purpose of owning and possessing assault rifles, which were legal to own. They illegally came about 14 agents deep, and they lured me out of my house. They concocted a story, and they told my wife in the morning when she woke up, a phony CHP car shows up and tells my wife, hey, your car was involved in a hit and run last night. We're taking a report.
And who are these people that NPR is so excited about having their guns confiscated?
His team will visit the homes of 11 people who are considered armed and prohibited persons, people on the so-called apps list. They are all people who at one time purchased firearms legally.
Armed and prohibited persons. Armed and prohibited persons. APPs. They've even got an acronym for it.
These assault rifles were purchased in the 1980s, and they are fabricated from 1984 and late 1960s to 70s.
These are people who purchased firearms legally, but now California has decided that they've lost a right to own a gun. Well, what does it take to lose your right in California? A felony conviction. Well, there's a lot of felonies on the books. Even things like releasing balloons on a beach can be a felony. You could have a complaint in a domestic dispute, or even a minor misdemeanor conviction. Well, to paraphrase Pastor Martin Niemöller, first they came for the people with nonviolent felony convictions, then they came for the people with misdemeanor convictions. NPR is proud of the fact that California is cross-checking what they call, quote, an extensive, constantly updated database. The NRA initially supported this law, but now even they are opposing it. For instance, if you are in a fight and you admit to being in the fight, you can lose your right to own guns and fine yourself being SWAT teamed to confiscate your guns. And what does this tell us about the government's priorities?
A couple of months before, there was a guy who was renting here who we couldn't get rid of. He was cooking meth, actually cooking drugs, illegal drugs, in his apartment here. We called the Citrus Heights Police Department, and the police said, even if he had all of the drugs laid out on the table, and we caught him doing it, there we couldn't do anything about it because there's no budget to press arrests on drugs.
Governor Jerry Brown is expanding this program, hiring 36 agents at a cost of $24 million. That's about $670,000
per agent. All right, let's stop right there.
Why does the government ignore crime?
The full report is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please get it. And absolutely, they're now just showing up because people buy 1,000 rounds of ammo and SWAT teaming. I'm saying that was suspicious. And in California, they're now taking guns, interpreting anything basically semi-auto that has a certain type of stock. They're now saying it's illegal retroactively without even having a law, as Mr. Mendez pointed out. They are coming for our guns, folks, and they're using things like this to prime the pump and get us used to the gun confiscation teams. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. Then, of course, there's the weekend radio broadcast on Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's some of the news out there. Obama's brother, linked to Muslim Brotherhood, Dr. Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, report says Maliki directs radical Islamic movements investments. Well, actually, the prime minister of Kenya, who's his cousin, Odinga, who Obama, as U.S. senator, helped them create that position when he lost the election, said, we'll just have riots and they'll create a position for you. Odinga is the Muslim leader there that's targeted Christians in attacks. I mean, this... And, you know, the media is like, oh, you know, look at what WorldNet Daily's saying. It's not even a claim. I mean, it's true. That's who's taken over Kenya is the Muslim Brotherhood. And folks, you know, I'm not some anti-Muslim guy that just says Muslims are inherently evil and they're our enemy. The globalists want a clash of civilizations here. My issue is that the Muslim Brotherhood has been particularly radicalized and is being used to take over moderate countries that have not been enemies of this nation. And it's very immoral to put them in charge. And so, of course his brother's involved with the Muslim Brotherhood, and of course he gives evidence. I mean, I covered that in the Obama deception 5 years ago about Odinga. I mean, Odinga, his cousin, really about like his uncle, I mean, they're like best buddies. Odinga is a criminal. Odinga organized Muslims attacking Christians so that instead of Kenya burning, they would give him a position in the government. This is what Obama does. And yes, he went to a madrasa in Indonesia. Yes, he's been registered as a Muslim. But that's all part of how he's everything. He's a Christian. He's a CIA. He's an organizer. He's a Muslim. No, what he is a devilish person. He's got any face he needs to wear, folks. He can go speak in Arabic and freak the Muslims out that he speaks in it perfectly. With the inflections, and when he spoke in Cairo and other places, their mouths are hanging open. When he says, you know, my faith is your faith. And the media goes, oh, that's a conspiracy theory to say he says he's a Muslim. I can play the clips where he says in Arabic, I grew up with your faith. Your faith is my faith. I mean, he says he's a Muslim president. And then it's like, oh, the racists are saying he's a Muslim. Racist? It's a religion. He's not a Muslim. I wish he was a Muslim. We would know what he is. I mean, he technically is a Muslim president, but he's not a Muslim, folks. Said I'd take your calls. It's just, and then I got articles about another family. I can't believe CNN actually covers it. Iowa husband shoots, kills escaped inmate who held him and his wife hostage. He was tying him up and stuff, but they got to a gun and killed him. I can't believe that's actually in CNN. Okay, good job, CNN. Good job, CIA. CIA News Network. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. I was calling about something that happened at the tail end of your show yesterday. You were talking about China buying up all the world's food.
Yes, they are one of the biggest buyers of food in the world, and they're buying up a lot of U.S. food, yeah.
Yeah, I recently wrote a book called Locust on the Horizon, and we talking there about an interview I had with a man by the name of Lester Brown. Are you familiar with Lester Brown, head of the World Watch Institute?
Tell us about it.
And, well, basically, Lester Brown is running two, the World Watch Institute and the Earth Policy Institute, and he's backed by the Rockefellers. And in 1995, he said point blank, in about 20 years, give or take a little bit, China's going to be an economic titan, and he described how they're going to start buying up all of the world's food because they're going to have the wealth to do it. And it's a situation very similar to the Irish potato famine. Most people don't know this, but in the Irish potato famine, Ireland was producing about twice as much food as it took to feed the entire country, but they exported it all to England. In 1847, 4,000 ships left Ireland carrying food to England while people were starving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then they're putting in regulations to make it impossible for small farmers to operate, but big agri is exempt. That's why you beat them by supporting the farmers' markets. That's why you beat them by at least getting partially off the grid. I don't care if you start out by a tiny solar panel, you know, powering your refrigerator. You start by buying local as much as you can. That's why they SWAT-teamed a small sustainable farm in Arlington. And now we've interviewed the guy, and it's in the news with a SWAT team saying it's illegal to grow stuff in Arlington. And then the police were there and then gave him, like, tickets for an inspection sticker out or something. I mean, it's incredible. So, yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. Very interesting. Send us a copy of your book. Okay, Chris, Jordan, John, Rod, your calls are coming up. And then we're going to get an update on the latest on Michael Hastings.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. Yeah, my job's pretty easy, really. I really study things. I try to figure out what the truth is, and then I do my best to present it to people. That's all I do. And I just try to be as honest as I can with myself about things and not lie to myself about what I see unfolding. That's what I'm attempting to do. We're going to go back to your phone calls here in a moment, and then Sergeant Joe Biggs is going to be popping in with the latest developments in the sad, tragic soap opera that is the death of Michael Hastings. And again, we've been continually following this because this will affect not just journalists in this country, but the First Amendment that is the greatest defense of human liberty. And what marks the decline of a country into despotism more than anything is attacks on the press. And no one denies that Obama is not persecuting the press like no president in modern U.S. history. You've got to go back to Abraham Lincoln, who they romanticize constantly. And again, I don't romanticize the South or the North. I know that it was British intelligence on record manipulating both sides against each other. That's what's so frustrating about history. It's not, oh, so you're a Reb, or oh, you're a Northerner. And it's just all a big tragedy, all a big manipulation and attempt to break up the country. And people go, oh, wait, now you're for Lincoln. No, Lincoln was very weird. I mean, that's another issue. See, I'm already digressing. See, that's the problem. To know what's happening currently, you've got to understand what happened in the past. And then that's so, not even complex, but so big. History's so big that to look at Lincoln, he was a very strange person. And it's really ambiguous whether he was bad or good. But there's no doubt he did a lot of anti-American, anti-freedom stuff. And the things he got through is now what has allowed the globalists to come in and take over the federal government. Because once the federal government is dominant and unconstitutional and tyrannical, then whoever hijacks it is the boss. So we got foreign corporations that run the federal government now on record. They are now the occupiers of this country, and they can do anything they want if we let them. I mean, so much of our problems, so many of our problems rest with the fact that there's no special interest for individuals. There's no special interest for common sense. There's no lobby for that. We've got an NRA that, because people got on their butt, has been actually defending the Second Amendment. You know, even just 5 years ago, they weren't, and I was all over them. And, you know, just promoting Gun Owners of America and Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership and a few other independent real groups that did a great job. But they have been able to force the NRA. By the way, I was instrumental behind the scenes. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, I told Larry Pratt and had long conversations with him saying, you've got to come out against the NRA. You've got to make them get hardcore. We're going to lose this. And, you know, you could also fundraise on the fact that you're the real gun group, which they were already doing. But I said, I know you're a classy guy, but the Second Amendment comes first. And I was instrumental. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, that's the kind of stuff I do behind the scenes, saying, you know, you need to attack them, going back about 6-7 years ago. And so I got him on. He would attack them, how they were set up by the Northern Army after the Civil War to train people because the North didn't have firearms training like the South, how it's always been a federal group, how they supported the 68 Gun Control Act, how they've sold out over and over again. And you've heard people like Ted Nugent on the board come out and basically admit they've gotten more hardcore and thank gun owners for getting their members to go after NRA. I mean, we need to nudge groups into doing the right thing, just like the communists go around bullying everybody into authoritarianism. We need to pressure organizations that could be vehicles of liberty into doing the right thing. We need to get aggressive, folks. I mean, that's not even aggressive. And so now the NRA is really doing a great job, because we made them do it. And I'm not taking sole credit for that. There have been discussions inside the board of directors of Gun Owners of America. It was about 5-6 years ago about doing that. And I just said, well, go have another meeting. You know, you need to do this right now, Larry. And I said, I want you to come back on. And he came back on and did shows about the real history of the NRA. I mean, that's how you get stuff done. We're not going to get stuff done being nice here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to get stuff done playing patty cake with the New World Order and compromising. They never compromise with us. Now, I'm going to get Biggs on for about 10 minutes, then he's going to be gone, and I promise, then we'll race through phone calls for Chris and Jordan and Joe and Rod. I'm going to go to you one after the other all the way into the third hour today, interspersed with news, but I'll get to your calls. I want to. Briefly here, I've not really plugged anything. The great books, the videos, the T-shirts, the Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only is it great material to bring yourself to a higher level of understanding and then pay it forward, pass it on to wake up others, or to, you know, advertise liberty, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution, InfoWars with the T-shirts and ball caps and stuff. It's what funds this operation. So please shop with the Patriots. Shop with the people on the front line of the fight against the globalists. We take this serious. This is a war for us. This is the prosecution of a war. I am consumed by it. There's nowhere that you can put your support where people are trying harder. There may be folks doing a better job. My goodness, I do a terrible job sometimes, but my heart's in the right place. And, you know, we've got Providence, I know, with us. You know, to use a lay common term, the force is with us, folks. But that means we've still got to take action here. And we need you, ladies and gentlemen, we need you to support us now more than ever. And so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the Modifier Lynn Brown Seaweed. It's so good for your thyroid, your blood, your body. Go read the reviews. Look it up. I mean, it's amazing. Look what seaweed does for your yard or your vegetables, much less your body, the detox, you name it. Best prices on that. The Pro Pure Water Filtration. Promo code WATER. Get 10% off. Start filtering your water. The best system today. Blows away the competition. InfoWarsStore.com. You can... we're going to go to Biggs. We got Biggs yet? Fantastic. We're going to have him in a minute. Support us so I can finish the studios, the satellite uplinks, the crew I need to go to the next level. I am not sponsored by the Fortune 500. I'm sponsored by viewers like you, supporters like you, people that click on our sponsors online, the people that buy the books, the videos, the people that have the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You are the reason we're able to do this to this level. And I want to go to the whole nother level. I don't want to just play games, half measures here. I am committed. So InfoWarsStore.com, get the new State of Mind film on mind control, get the new American Drug War II, exposing the fake drug war, the whole police state. Get it all. Dave Krieger's new book, The Credit Restoration Primer. Get the new primers on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Second Amendment. Get the Don't Tread on Me film. The biggest selection of heirloom seeds, non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated. All the biggest selection at the lowest prices. And we have a huge seed center. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call if you want us to mail you a catalog or if you've got any questions to ask. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, viewers of PrisonPlanet.tv and radio listeners know that every week or so we just keep giving you an update with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who served three combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and had the famous war correspondent reporter Michael Hastings embedded with him off and on for quite a long time. They became good friends. The feds visited Michael Hastings the day before. That's now been admitted. The feds have now admitted they had a file on him, and they lied about that. Just to recap here, his car blew up a few months ago. His wife was the spokesperson for the National Security Council. That's the very top of the pyramid, the very top of the pyramid of the New World Order. That's as high level as it gets in government. There's some tentacles that go into it that are even higher from the big combines, but that's the group actually, you know, running the whole system for the globalist. The nukes, the weapons, the control systems, the hit teams. I mean, that's central command. That is the top of the pyramid. And she worked there. Very interesting point. I'll just throw that out there. He said, I've got the big story. They're coming after me. They're going to raid us. I'm going off the radar. Boom, car blows up. Witnesses then say, we saw the car blow up in the middle of the road. That's now been confirmed. Engine blows out the other direction. That doesn't happen hitting a tree. All that said, they now release the coroner's report to the LA Times. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. And they say, oh, he had methamphetamine in him. He had DMT in him. That's a hallucinogen that lasts 5 minutes, folks. He had marijuana in him. Well, there's hundreds of things that will give you a false positive for methamphetamine. And his family's come out. We have an article here saying he didn't use methamphetamine. That's not true. So my whole point is this looks very, very, very suspicious. And they usually say you're on drugs when you die mysteriously. I've always said that if they kill me, they'll pull something like that. I don't use illegal drugs, folks. Just have that on record. So I wanted to just briefly get his friend, Staff Sergeant Biggs, on, because he's the only guy, when he got the email saying the feds are after me, no, everybody else got that, the family, the friends, they were all scared to release it. And he's the guy that said no. Friends said the feds visited him. You know, the Young Turks knew that and didn't report it. Now that's come out. So this thing stinks to high heaven. I want to believe he was on drugs and it was a regular car wreck, because I want to believe they didn't kill him. But my gut tells me this just gets worse and worse. And Staff Sergeant Biggs, thanks for popping in with us. There's a lot of facets to this that smell. What's your take on it?
Just a lot of these things that keep showing up in the toxicology report. I mean, if it had no effect on the accident, why are they naming? They're just like running off and naming all this different stuff, but then they go and say, well, there's nothing wrong. You know, they're saying that he was on mushrooms, apparently, because that's what DMT is. It's like a psilocybin. It's just all kinds of random stuff. And the methamphetamine, I mean, he was known to be on Ritalin, so I don't know if that's a contributing factor to something that showed positive in the test.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They put hundreds of millions of people worldwide on these drugs, and now... that's right. He was a Ritalin from childhood, and then the people get basically used to it to operate, and then now that's like an excuse for why his car blew up. It's just very strange.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking over the police report right now, and it's saying that, you know, because of, you know, striking the tree, and it was instantaneous death. I mean, if you look at the tree, you can tell this doesn't add up.
Well, what about them saying that he was charred beyond recognition, so they had to cremate him, but now the autopsy says they got fingerprints and that wasn't true?
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy.
Well, I mean, stories are always going to change and things, but, I mean, the fact is, if I ever say, I'm going off the radar, they're coming after me, boom, I mean, obviously something smells here. And the fact that they ridicule anybody that questions, I think that's a big red flag right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are questioning everybody who's questioning the whole incident itself. A lot of the people I know that have the same viewpoints as I do about what happened, they're all being ridiculed. And, you know, everyone just wants to throw that conspiracy tag on there when there's just so many questions that aren't answered and so many things don't add up. I mean, you've got to be mental to not think that there's something more than just an accident.
Well, I mean, I remember, saying the NSA spying on you with keyword systems, reading the EU Commission reports, congressional reports, and people said I was lying or crazy when it was admitted 15 years ago they were doing this. I mean, this news isn't breaking. I mean, I guess if my wife ever caught me in bed with another woman, hypothetically, I'll just get up and say, you're a conspiracy theorist. And she'll go, there's the woman right there. And I'll go, no, honey, no. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, the report says partially charred remains, heavily charred over the head, and that's it. Just the rest of that is just, you know, some fractures and stuff from, you know, banging around in there. But why was just the face heavily charred?
Who knows what's really going on? I mean, we could really have theories and say he was really a secret operative and they just put a cadaver in there and blew it up, you know, to make their secret agent go undercover. And that's why his wife's not upset, you know, because she's a secret agent herself. I mean, she basically is former flack for the National Security Council. And of course, I'm being hypothetical. I don't believe that. But I mean, you could say anything at this time because the whole story has been proven that they've been lying to us from day one. We now know the FBI was investigating him, and they said they weren't. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because the FBI came out right off the bat and said that they weren't investigating him at all. And I didn't know anything about that. No one knew the FBI was involved until I released the email. But now, through some of their phone calls and correspondence and an email, they said I'm supposed to be getting all the information that they had on him on September 9th.
Well, listen, I know that you're on your lunch break there at a restaurant, joining us via video Skype, so it's breaking up a bit. Anything else, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, that you'd like to add about this entire saga?
I just hope that everybody remembers him as a good man. And, you know, I'm going to keep looking into this because I don't think it's an accident.
Yeah, I don't think it's an accident either. And I think her behavior, I mean, people called it stepward wife, just like she just won an Academy Award. She's so happy on Piers Morgan saying, you know, he died, you know, naturally, she thinks, when she told you she was going to take down whoever did this at the funeral and thought it was foul play. I mean, this is like a Cloak and Dagger movie. I mean, don't you want to believe he just died in a car wreck? It's not like we're just saying this because we want to say it. All the evidence points towards foul play.
Of course it does. I mean, it would be a lot easier, a lot less stressful to just go ahead and put this to rest and, you know, remember him for who he was. But there's so many inconsistencies and things right now. There's just so many things don't add up. And if we don't ask questions, then we're not doing him justice at all.
Well, I know a lot of momentum's heating up with investigators looking into this, independent groups. That's why they're getting so nervous. I think this has been added as a smear. But, you know, we could be wrong, but obviously we'll track this as it continues to unfold because it affects not just us individually, but the press and a free country as a whole. I guess the best place for folks to follow your updates on this is your Twitter. What's the best Twitter for folks to follow you?
At Rambo Biggs, RamboBiggs.
All right, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, thank you for your courage to come on and continue to cover this. We'll talk to you soon. All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come back. Just got an update from him. And we're going to come back and go right to your phone calls. In fact, I want to take three calls in the next little six-minute segment. And then we're going to start the next hour because I just want to hear all the things you want to talk about. We're going to talk to Donna, Chris, Jordan, Mary, Rod. Chris, Jordan, Mary, and Rod are up first, then Donna. We're going to come to you right after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. We'll be right back. Folks, we are back live, a whole third hour jam-packed with snippets of key economic news, police state news. I'm going to get to it all and your phone calls. During the break, I was looking at more video and photos of nerve gas children in Damascus over in the Middle East and Syria. Just children nerve gas right when the UN inspectors are there. They've already caught Al-Qaeda with the West three times, staging other smaller events. And now you're hearing, well, this is probably Syria. The government, we need to bomb them and then turn the whole country over to jihadis to then slaughter all the Christians and any Jews that happen to be there or any other Alawite Muslims. Unbelievable. And sometimes I almost wish I was a sociopath and didn't get hurt by photos of dead children or a dead baby deer in the road or whatever. I guess I'm weak that I just have empathy. It's torture. It's torture to care. And then you just watch all this scum triumph because they don't care about humanity. They think it's cool that they're a bunch of parasites. Let's talk to Chris in Mass. Thanks for holding, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to make a comment about the interview yesterday with Richardson. And I know you're trying to be polite to him because he was fair to you, but how can he say with a straight face that the JFK assassination, the RFK assassination, and 9/11 all happened the way the government says they happened? You know, he's a smart guy. He must know better than that.
Well, you're talking about John Richardson from Esquire, who was on. You know, I genuinely believe that he buys into all that stuff because talking to him when he was a teenager and in college in the 60s, and his dad was a famous CIA section chief, his dad told him there are no secrets. Everything ends up coming out. It isn't as complex as you say, blah, blah, blah. And his dad was probably compartmentalized. I mean, that's the kind of people, even though they're smart, that they have who you know, err on the side of caution saying something isn't a conspiracy. When in many cases it is. I mean, undoubtedly, listen, LBJ's lawyer's gone public. They've released all the documents. I've interviewed LBJ's mistress, who was confirmed to be his mistress. And we have it all the way up to LBJ. There's obviously groups above that. But they met at Clint Murchison's house and the night before, and Nixon was there, and they killed him deader than a hammer. And so, look, John Richardson is with the 10% of Americans in major polls who think that it was a lone gunman. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald was obviously a McVeigh setup. He was in the CIA. That's been now released. Just the fact that he was in there, he was at secret U-2 bases and then defects to Russia and then is allowed to come back. I mean, he was a spy. I mean, it's all on record. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, folks. I've been on jet airplanes with famous lawyers to the bushes when they start going, oh, Alex, of course you're right. I grew up next to the rancher that where they helped plan kill him, that Kennedy. I mean, they had dead or alive signs in Texas. I mean, I'm from Dallas, folks. The police all know they killed him. A bunch of them were in on it. I mean, it's like an open secret they blew his head off. And the truth is he made a bunch of Texans mad, so the globalists decided to whack him down here. I mean, that's just what went on. And so I hear you. But look, the point is he did a quasi-fair piece. And so what do I say about that? I mean, what do you think?
No, you were being polite to him and being respectful, which is totally understandable. I'll say it for you. He's a mainstream hack who pushes the agenda of the mainstream, and you don't need to say it. I'll say it for you. And just sitting here, I probably wrote down 100 different things with JFK and 9/11 that are just inconsistencies, lies. Major Bloomfield, Permandex, Clay Shaw, Guy Bannister, Porter Goss, Operation Group 40. I mean, there's dozens of things.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. I don't think he's a hack. I think he disagrees with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was almost late getting back on air because Jesse Ventura called me up during the break with some breaking info, but it's off air. I'm going to call him during this next break and find out what it's about. In fact, I only have 3 minutes to do that, so I want to discover what this is about actually right now. So I'm probably going to play a short news clip, the Gigi Urnetta piece on Hastings. And then we'll come back and go to your phone calls after I find out what it is Ventura wants to talk to me about off air. And I'm sure if he wants to chew the fat with me about something news breaking, it's important. I'm not name dropping. I was trying to eat a energy bar, not even an energy bar. It was like a coconut almond health bar during a 1 minute break. I have to eat like Jabba the Hutt because I have such short breaks. And then Ventura, I talked to him for like 30 seconds. So now I'm like chomping at the bit to find out exactly what it was. We're going to go to this Gigi Urnetta piece, and then we're going to come back and go right to your phone calls. Jordan, Michael, Rod, and Donna, your calls are coming up. But right now, let's go to this piece by Gigi Urnetta on the Hastings situation.
And we have some breaking news that we just received. We actually have the coroner's report from the Michael Hastings accident. We've acquired it through Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's going to be on the show tomorrow with Alex. It'll be an exclusive segment with Alex talking about what's inside of this a very extensive report. But there are a couple of things that we've noticed, and they have to do with the fact that they're claiming that he may have been using drugs. And also, the LA Times has come out with an article saying that the coroner family link Michael Hastings to drug use at the time of death. Now, I want to note that the LA Times has been claiming that the FBI is also not involved in researching any of this or having anything to do with the Michael Hastings accident. But yet, Sergeant Biggs knows that the FBI has material because he's actually going to receive some in September from them. So we have some conflicting information. Now, in the toxicology part of this report, it's talking about carboxy THC, which doesn't cause impairment. And He's a regular user of medicinal marijuana for PTSD. That's inside of the report, which you can take a look at later. And the second kind, this THC, which is at 12, if you're a regular user, this level of THC would not impair you. 30 is actually the high level. And we've actually done a report on people who drove at that level and were able to do that just fine. So the only other chemical found in his body was 0.05 micrograms of amphetamine, which there's actually a lot of common compounds that can give a false positive for meth. Look at all this. You can go down the list from Advil to anything to B2 vitamin, NyQuil, Dimetapp. I mean, look at this list. Toxic levels for methamphetamines don't even register until 0.1. So according to this toxicology report, it's just basically, it looks like a character assassination saying that he was on drugs and that there was family intervention on needing rehab. And it's a real shame. But today's daily quote, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's from John Adams. Support the grassroots movement. Indie filmmaking. You have to see this movie. We have it available at InfoWarsShop.com. It's a compelling film of how the drug war affects the children from a perspective you wouldn't expect. And we have the director, Kevin Booth, that's here with David Knight. So stick around till after the break because it's a great interview.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Into the third hour, I just talked to Jesse Ventura for the last 5 minutes or so. I'm going to call him after the show, and I've got more time to see what he wants to do on air, if anything. But, man, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and then people don't ever know if they want to talk about it or not. I'm like, of course you got to talk about this. I know Jesse. I know he's a good guy, a real guy. And the media always goes, oh, he's a wrestler. It must be fake or something. And then the whole Chris Kyle thing and the whole deal with them making that up and just everything that's going on behind the scenes, it's unbelievable. And as usual, I come on air and can't tell you what it is until he's willing to come on air and talk about it. He's scheduled on the show when he first does his book tour. He's here first before he's on that knucklehead Piers Morgan show. He's coming on here first. When is that? The 29th of September? Ventura's going to be on with us? My whole point is that he's a good guy. I don't even agree with all of his politics, but he's a real guy, and I really am good friends with his son and Tyrell and done a lot of work with them, and I didn't mean to digress off into this stuff. It's just that once you know people good and then you see what the media says about them, it makes it like personal because you know it's just so made up. You see people go through the anguish of things. There he was at a commencement event, loves the Navy SEALs and UDT teams so much and cares so much about our veterans getting hurt and killed. That's why he's against those wars. And then when I called him in Mexico to tell him that they'd made that up about him, he said, you're joking, right? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. It's true. And he came on my show that day. It was a Sunday, you know, talked about it. And it was almost like when I've told family members somebody died before, and they're like, at first they're shocked and quiet, what? And they're processing it. And, of course, it was all a finely scripted psyop by the neocons. You don't want him to ever be able to run for president. And then they said he got detained and arrested in California going to the airport, and he had blonde hair, and it was probably Hulk Hogan. And they just keep putting out these false reports, false reports, false reports, false reports, false reports. It's like the Michelle Malkin thing. Now I know better. But they all start, this is back at the DNC Democratic protest at the Mint. I went to cover it. Michelle Malkin had said I was a liar about Marines throwing that dog off, that it was a mechanical dog, and then I knew it. And then they admitted later it was a real dog. It was obviously a real dog. So I came over to her, and she had some guys kind of bumping into me and muscling me. So I started, you know, elbowing them back. And then there were these people that came with her and left with her in clown outfits from the local Young Republicans group at the college, screaming, "Kill Michelle Malkin." And then they had media there to run off and put it out on the news wires within an hour. And thank God I was able to get to the hotel, get the video up that night, and show people that I didn't say it. And let me tell you, they were going to destroy me with that. They had national radio, TV. It was on, like, ABC News, NBC, CBS, hard copy, extra. Yeah, yeah, there's the clown guys with the clown hats. And they were like, "He said kill a woman." And they were like, "It's the end of Alex Jones. He went too far, you know, saying killer." And you could, because you know when the national media has something in 1 hour, Denver Post, Rush Limbaugh had his fill-in host on there who writes for the Dallas Morning News, and he wouldn't retract it even when it came out. I didn't mean to digress. It's just that I couldn't imagine if someone said I went to a Navy SEAL wake. Because imagine, that's a big intelligence operation. It's a bunch of spies, a bunch of commando fighter spies, like modeled after the SAS, Special Air Services in England. And you show up, and they're like, "Oh, it's Ventura, that anti-war guy. We're sick of him. He's in movies, thinks he's big. Most of the SEALs love him. We'll just destroy him. Yeah, just say you beat him up." And then there were no witnesses, so then it was on the street it happened. And blah, blah, blah. And then he goes and sues them. When they go, "Oh, the poor widow, he's being mean to her." The insurance company for the book company is going to pay for it. Ventura's already spent more money than he'll even get, by the way, on this lawsuit. Just amazing. I'm going to shut up before I say any more. The point is that I said I'd go right to your calls, and I'm going to go right to your calls. It's just that now I realize how dirty tricks work. I have to watch out for them constantly. And even organic groups will do dirty tricks. Like you announce you're doing a protest, other people get a permit to be there, you show up with, you know, a couple hundred of your listeners, and I can go do an event and speak to 5,000 if I want. You do an impromptu protest. You show up at it. This is just a, you know, example, stuff that goes on. You're there 3 hours. People say, "You're not welcome here," like 10 people out of 300. And so you stop bullhorning, and then they wait till you bullhorn when they stop and go, "How dare you be bullhorning? You're an agent here to destroy the Second Amendment." You know, it's like America now organically, because I don't think those folks were feds, organically know how to, you know, just make stuff up. You know, it's like the whole lacrosse team thing or whatever. I mean, this is what goes on now. In this country, this is what our culture's been taught how to do. And it's disgusting. It's totally and completely disgusting. It's a culture of frame-ups is what it is. And good people have to watch out all the time now that you're not framed. Because that's what the bad guys do. They want to frame you and cast you as the bad guy so they can be the hero. Instead of just being good people themselves and actually being the hero. Let's go ahead and talk to Jordan in Missouri. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I have a quick comment and a quick question. I just wanted to say that I've seen a Fox News report, and they were talking about how you can make three times as much as where you're working at now to sell Obamacare. And I just want people that's listening to understand that all you're going to be doing is contribute to your grandparents or your parents' death, and it's really sad. And I don't think you should do it. But anyways, my question is, my grandma's been on medicine for like 15 to 20 years now, and they're trying to take her off of it now and put her on psychiatric drugs, and she won't do it. And she's been in and out of the hospital like 5 times. She almost died one time, and they're still taking her off the medicine. I mean, is there anything anyone can do, or you could, what can you do about that?
I mean, well, sir, I mean, this is eugenics care. And now they admit, oh, there are death panels, the bioethics boards. And it's what Dr. Blaylock said. They're going to give you a cane instead of eye surgery, a cane instead of hip surgery, a cane instead of knee surgery. That's your health care. And they're going to bankrupt the whole system on purpose and federalize it so they have control. So big banks make private profits off of it for doing nothing, basically. And you'll have a two-tier health system. You know, really wealthy people will still be able to go get good care. But for the general public, there's not going to be good doctors, good access. Just remember, people are already seeing their premiums go up 50-something percent. It's going to double by a year and a half from now, 2015. That's all official. Doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And yeah, all the troops I know who have bad knees or who have kidneys going out from DU, that's where it precipitates out. Sergeant Biggs will tell you, everybody he knows, they go, here, just take this Luvox, take this, or here's pain pills. And then they call you in and go, you're on pain pills, you're an addict. A year later, we're gonna declare you mentally unstable because you're on Percocet. I mean, that's what they do. You know, you're in a car, they go, here's pain pills. And then you're on them for a month because you're in pain. All of a sudden, I need more of those. I'm number one, my back hurts and I'm addicted. I need surgery. No, you don't. You don't get the pills either. I mean, it is just, folks, it's an evil system. Being evil is easy. Being evil and corrupt and wrecking things and screwing things over is easy. That's what evil is the triumph of the thug. That's what the Herzog-produced film, The Act of Killing, is about. And it was like entering hell for 2 hours to watch this movie. And I know people that are into evil, you know, go, oh, well, you're shocked by the mock killings. No, I'm shocked by how weak the evil people are and how narcissistic and how demonically childlike they are and how they're toddling around and how there's like gangs of them in their stupid youth corps uniforms. And I see our government setting up the very same thing. And I see the cops acting like Indonesian police. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh. I just think of how we've degenerated in the 18 years I've been on air. And then I think about your grandmother, young Bill Gates goes, if we have one old lady and we don't give her care, we don't help that patient, we can hire 10 teachers. And the teachers are all going, oh, the idea that I kill an old lady, I get money. No, you don't. You build a better economy, a more complex economy, better care. Everybody gets risen up. It's what you build. Money's all just fiat, but they use fiat money to engineer it, where then there's artificial scarcity in the goods. But I'm sorry for your grandmother. There's a lot of things like more water, clean water, get her on things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, too. It just does unbelievable stuff. Because a lot of times people can have a deficiency or something that's triggering a lot of stuff. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's close. InfoWarsHealth.com, but mainly just purified water, sunshine, love, going over to her house every couple days and bringing her a little snack and telling her you love her. I think that'll help her probably even more than even the vitamins and minerals. And I mean, is she a religious woman? Do you ever pray with her?
Yeah, she is. She used to go to church and everything. She ain't been doing well recently because they've been trying to take her off the medicine. And I just want to tell the elite and all of them, I'm young and I will not contribute to this, and I will not go along with this and kill my grandparents and my parents, and whoever does it is sick. And that's all I got to say about that front. I mean, it's sick.
No, it is. I mean,
listen. Really getting under my skin.
It's going to get worse, too. I appreciate you calling in, yeah. I mean, thank you. God bless. Listen, I know. I mean, it's bad. Everybody I know now that's on insurance plans and stuff, they're telling them, you know, you don't need a knee surgery. Let that get a little bit worse before we do that. You go, but my insurance covers it. Well, we got new rules. That's not essential. Okay. Want some pain pills? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Let's try to go to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Rod in Oregon. You're on the air. Thank you for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call, man. Hey, I just want to commend you and all your staff and the work you're doing. I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for you, we'd probably all be sitting in FEMA camps now. But anyway, I had a quote here I wanted to run by you real quick that I think fits you perfectly. I know you've been labeled as a raving lunatic many times, but let me read this to you. This was a quote by Desmond James, and it says, "A truth's initial commotion is directly proportional to how deeply the lie was believed. And when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will be utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic." So when you get labeled as a raving lunatic, I look at that as a badge of honor for you.
You know, absolutely. I've seen that quote before. Who said that again?
That was Desmond James. That's. I mean, I think that's a pen name, but it was Dresden James, Dresden James.
Well, look, I mean, I am a bit eccentric, and I do yell and scream and get upset sometimes when I see, like yesterday, peaceful people in Missouri at a impeach Obama rally on an overpass, not impeding traffic, not doing anything wrong, and the state police all show up, block the road, impede traffic, run up like they've, you know, found a den of child molesters or something and start choking people. I mean, it's what you see in third world countries. And it's so anti-freedom, anti-American that I start yelling about it. And I'll be frank with folks. I wish sometimes I wouldn't get upset because then it saps my energy later when I've got work to do. But everybody's been being calm about all this stuff and it's only getting worse. What do you think we need to do, Rod, to turn this country around?
Well, you know, the first thing obviously it takes is, you know, for the people to start waking up. And I do believe that not necessarily in this part of the world yet, but I know in other parts of the world, the people are starting to get a higher consciousness and they are starting to wake up. And I do believe positively that things are going to turn. And one thing that these drones, as I call them, these Nazi drones with guns and badges that run around plundering people and doing the things they do, one thing that they don't understand, unfortunately, is when everything really hits the fan, the thing is there, these poor suckers and their families are going to be targeted first, because like the saying goes, though their puppet masters know beyond a shadow of a doubt that anybody that would turn their back on the Constitution, on completely override their oaths and not pay attention, they are traitors and they can't be trusted. So the next thing in line will be these clowns that have already done their dirty work for them, and once that turns around, they will go after them, because obviously if they've done what they've done, they certainly can't be trusted to keep running with their so-called New World Order. But I keep
That's it. That's a great point. Go ahead.
I keep telling people that change is coming, and it certainly ain't going to be coming from the district criminals.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling in. And then the government's gearing up for war with us and saying people that promote basic liberty are the terrorists. And I guess they think they're going to beat us and just take over. And again, I want to be clear. Most police I actually run into, because it's the truth, are awake and don't like what's going on. But it doesn't matter. They can always find people that will follow unconstitutional orders. And this country is based on people supporting the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And when you see the police dressed up like military people, they're not peace officers. They're to uphold the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, that's their oath. They're there to enforce whatever they're told. And however they can twist the law for the establishment, an establishment that absolutely hates their guts, an establishment that's totally ruthless and dangerous. So I really just feel sorry for them in the final equation, because they're destroying their future along with ours as well. But we have allowed this to happen. Okay? I mean, if we move against this politically and really get upset, things will change. We have let government act like it's our boss. We have let government turn things around. We have let criminal foreign interest come into this country and take it over and convert us over to an authoritarian system like they've done all over the world. The globalists, you notice if you look at other countries, they all have the same systems going in right now, the same high-tech control grid, because it's all designed by the globalists on record. Donna, Rashid, Right to Bear Arms, Michael, Lucas, and others. Your calls are straight ahead, 800-259-9231. I gave it out like an hour ago. It's good to give the number out sometimes. 800-259-9231. I'm going to come back and take 5-6 more calls. Then I'm going to hit a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. And then back into your calls on this Wednesday edition.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
By the way, the Humane Society questions the new White House puppy. Why not a rescue dog? Why is it a standard poodle? Well, I want to know why they helicopter the dog for millions of dollars around wherever Obama goes on its own aircraft, on its own helicopter, its own jet, while Obama goes to Africa and says, you can't have air conditioning, it's bad for the earth, you can't have a car. Post-industrial world, you're going to be a serf, but I'm going to live in the Elysium, Pelennor fields of the gods. That's basically what they're saying up on Mount Olympus. And you know, I didn't cover this 2 days ago. I should have covered it. It's an example of countless articles I don't cover that are important because they're a distraction, but if you decode the distraction, they're important at the same time. And that is Bill Clinton's foundation in the last, 5 years, spending $50 million of charity money. Was it 50 or 5? Pull it up. I think it was 50. I'm going from memory 2 days ago. Pull up Bill Clinton's foundation, $50 million on travel. I know it is, but I just want to double check what's not in front of me. I've got to be neurotic about that because sometimes I get stuff wrong. And people are like, my gosh, that's like 20-something percent of the money he raised. Yeah, there it is. Bill Clinton Foundation reportedly racks up $50 million in travel costs. And that's what you're paying for is the most expensive $50 million jets, because that's what it costs a year to run those things, millions, flying him and his family all over the world. So he can go give speeches and get paid $1 million by the Saudi Arabians or the Japanese, which are delayed kickbacks for deals he did with them. And the communist Chinese and the rest of it. And of course, I mean, when he and George Bush Sr. get up there with that stupid foundation, every time there's a disaster and go, hi, me and Bill are here, give us money, it's being spent by them. United Way, groups like the Red Cross, almost all the money gets spent on their jets and their helicopters and their salaries and their mansions and their security forces and their limos. Because, see, you know, you may have the head of one of those charities only making a few million a year. But the houses, the foundation owns, and the helicopters and the jets and the hotels, their whole life is paid for by that. And they're living the equivalent of what people making $10, $30, $40, $50 million a year live like. So instead, as people learn about charities being a fraud, charity giving's going way down in this global depression. Instead of doing research and finding out about local charities and things like Salvation Army, they're not perfect, but over 95% of the money in international audits goes to actually feeding and clothing and giving homeless people places and trying to get them out of trouble with the gospel, which even if they don't believe in God, statistically is the more effective than drugs. You know, using drugs to get people off drugs. Here, you're on heroin. Here's methadone. And, I've had family that, growing up that gave up jobs, making a lot of money and everything to go work for the Salvation Army. And they're very fulfilled, happy people, by the way. And it's not an ad for the Salvation Army. They're not sponsors. The point is that there's real things out there. Meals on Wheels has always been good. The only problem is that they're trying to turn them into a tattletale crew for social workers now. There's just a lot of stuff going on out there. And so what I'm trying to get across to people is that Bill Clinton is a disgusting creature. And he, with Al Gore and Ken Lay, created the carbon tax deal. And it's all a big joke to them, okay? I mean, he is a disgusting, kleptocratic, lying criminal who sits up there as a con man and goes, oh, how you doing? I'm your friend, you know. I love you, Harlem. I love black people. I'm going to bomb Serbia. It's liberal. Obama's a great guy. Hillary. I mean, and I know we all know how bad they are, but look, the globalists are stealing $85 billion a month. $85 billion just in QE3 of our money, and then loaning it back to us, and are shutting everything down, and they're tax exempt, and the public can't get their mind around that, but they can get their mind around the White House dog, now they've got two of them, being flown around on its own private helicopter. Because you see, the president can't have, I mean, even George W. Bush would just have the dogs with him on the helicopter. No. They're only props. You know Obama doesn't really like the dog from what I've read. I mean, it's totally fake. I mean, he may not be a true Muslim, but he did grow up in Muslim countries where, you know, dogs are unclean. So you just got to have the dog for photo op. And every time I turn on the news, it's like, what the dog did, or isn't the dog neat? The doggie's nice. And look, Rupert Murdoch is eating an ice cream cone, and so is Warren Buffett. Type in Warren Buffett's name, and like half the photos on Google Images are him in ice cream cone. Because he does, he goes, I'm non-threatening. I get most of the bailout money, tens of billions of your money. Raise taxes on middle class to give me the money. It's for the poor. And it's like ABC News. Warren Buffett's so nice. He wants to raise taxes on the middle class and rich people because he doesn't pay enough. And then underwritten on the This Week of ABC News, it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that he's part of. It's paid newscast. Paid newscast by him to tell you how great he is, swindling you and your family. This is pure torture. Watching that con man slime bag of pus sit there and suck everybody dry. Oh, I just can't handle it anymore. Just look at that rat. Just look at that disgusting flat, just bucket of degeneracy and evil and parasitic slop. In our face, how good he is. He has total disdain for the public. He funds eugenics worldwide. And the worst thing about their eugenics is they're not just targeting the dumbed down, you know, whatever people that have no future. I think that's bad enough. You should lift them up. No, they're sterilizing them. They're killing them. But they're targeting the smartest people with their programs and making sure the West doesn't even reproduce. Whether it's Japan or the United States. You know, first world, industrialized, avant-garde, cutting edge. Let's get rid of that. Because the criminals have an instinct to run everybody in the gut. Run everybody down into the gutter so they can squat on us easier. Because they hate you and your family. Ugh. See, I said I don't want to get angry. And then I just look at Bill Clinton's ugly face. And I look at the ugly face of Rupert Murdoch. And I think about Bill Gates and his sniveling wife and all these people up there. And maybe we deserve it. Hey, we let them rob us. We let them do all this to us. Okay, fine. Sit up there every time there's a tornado or a hurricane. Give money to Bill Clinton. So this guy who's already worth hundreds of millions from robbing everybody can have you pay. Have you pay for his jets? And incidentally, all he's got to do is shake somebody's hand or cut a ribbon or write a letter on letterhead or have a 5-minute corporate meeting when he flies somewhere. And then it becomes foundation business where he's flying. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, the Patriot Liberty Movement needs to get behind real media. You need to support the real media out there that's fighting tyranny. You need to spread the word about broadcasts like this one. You need to support us. And what we promote is everything that we use and have researched and think is great at great prices. So it's a win-win-win. We don't sell you tyranny and take your money and taxes at gunpoint and then use it against you. We say, if you believe in what we're doing, get a high-quality ProPure water filter, 10% off promo code water at InfoWarsStore.com and start filtering your water. We say, go to InfoWarsHealth.com with the Z-Radical that is the only product out there that has the key ingredients that's in the seaweed. Go read about it. The fucoitin, I think you pronounce it. This is the only one out there patented, cold pressed, InfoWarsHealth.com. I'm taking it. Simply amazing. You can also go to InfoWarsHealth.com right now and you can get Cell Shield RTQ that has the resveratrol, the turmeric root, and a bunch of other amazing ingredients. This is some of the best stuff out there. It's all discounted. InfoWarsHealth.com. InfoWarsHealth.com. Or you can simply call the toll-free number that is also right there on the site as well at InfoWarsHealth.com. It has the phone number posted there on it, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, non-GMO, organic, certified, the ultimate youth dietary supplement, green powder, amazing. You've also got my favorite energy drink that's totally healthy and natural, the Pollen Burst Plus with my mug on the cover of it. Let me show TV viewers that since I mention it. That's all at InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, enough of that. Let's go back to your phone calls. As promised, Donna in New Mexico, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I wanted to speak about Syria. Specifically, I want to go back in time to the Bush-Cheney era when there was a lot of discussion going on, especially in alternative media, about the project for the New American Century. And I think it's really important to pay attention to that because that white paper, that neocon policy, is still being implemented today. And what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Iraq, Afghanistan, et cetera, basically all goes right back to that paper. And even though we have Obama now, which is neoliberalism versus neoconism, which I think are equal, one and the same, the prize, I think, is Iran. And when you look at how they're surrounding Iran with all these wars, it's a divide and conquer kind of thing where they're going after Iran. That's really what the ultimate prize is. And if you go back and review the PNAC, they state that Iran was their primary goal.
Yeah, well, there's a famous clip of Wesley Clark admitting the eight countries they were going to invade. It was after he'd left the Pentagon about a year after, and he came into one of the main planning areas. Of course, they let him see it all, and they go, here's the countries we're going to invade, here's how we're going to do it, and here's how we'll carry out the whole operation, and here's how the countries will fall, and they finally are going to bring down Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia has figured all that out now and is like fighting their own people in Egypt, the so-called U.S., Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, that run this country, along with the Saxe Coburg Gothas and others, the Queen of England, the Dutch Queen, others, that's the main folks that own it all, they are openly taking the funding now away from Egypt. And I'm not defending foreign aid, but the point is they're taking it away because they're not doing what they're told to turn it over to jihadis to just wreck everything. And I've heard good old boys go, well, good, that is a plan, actually. Let all them brown people kill themselves. I mean, what's that going to do to oil prices? What's that going to do morally? I mean, I guarantee you these guys would not go over there with a hammer and beat all these kids' brains out. I mean, I guarantee you they're looking at those little kids' eyes. They wouldn't have the will to nerve gas them. But they'll give nerve gas to Al-Qaeda and let them nerve gas little kids so that they can then take over the region. It's all this, they keep their hands clean, the CFR, the rest of them. They sit back and just let horrible stuff go on. And I don't know how they spiritually can't feel the impending doom, that there's no way they're going to get away with it or their kids are going to get away with it. There are laws in this universe. And I know I'm ranting here. It's just that it's called God fear. And God, being God fearing means you just realize the intergalactic rules here of the universe and of providence, that doing horrible things consciously and then reveling in it is the ultimate sin, saying, I know it's bad and I like it and I want to do it and I choose evil because I'm in charge and I'll do whatever I want. That is the essence of evil. That is the essence of saying, I want to be bad. I want to be evil. I want to do nasty stuff. I want to hurt innocent people. I want to be the wickedest of the wicked. And it's those people that are going to destroy humanity if they have their way. Anything else, Donna?
One more thing I wanted to say. Thanks for keeping the Michael Hastings thing alive. That is so important. I really appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call. Bye.
Well, thank you, ma'am. We're trying our best. I mean, it's just I sit here and watch them trying to set this dead guy up, in my opinion. I mean, that's where the evidence all points. I want to believe he was hopped up on a bunch of drugs and went and, did this, but it just doesn't fit. They've been caught lying. The FBI did go after him. They were investigating him. They did lie. The witnesses said the car blew up the middle of the street. On and 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 on. And it's just, okay, but I guess I could just be overwhelmed and go, I buy the lie, fine. Everything's fine. It's not as bad as I say. Take your shots, drink your fluoride. Government loves you. Yeah, no protesting allowed in America. That, you know, they're now announcing, even on Fox News, they're talking about doing bail-ins to take our bank accounts here. Do it. Take the pensions. Take everything. Fine. We're cursed. Give in to it. Let the lowest of the low run around and just rule over us. Just the triumph of the degenerate, because the good love to bow. Let's talk to Michael in California. You're on the air about the gun confiscation going on in California. What do you think of it?
It's pretty scary, disturbing. I'm actually seeing a number of variables. There's that gun confiscation. There's also this San Diego Craigslist ad about the surveillance role players. And we have Camp Pendleton in San Diego, which is, I think, like the third largest military base. Oh, and we're in a DHS constitution-free zone. So everything is, to me, just pointing to future false flag, massive gun confiscation, and an excuse to take liberties away.
Well, the feds did say 2 weeks ago when they put out the fake terror alert saying Austin would be hit by terrorists while lying to the public and saying it's only a drill, but it really was fake, that Southern California was also the sister target area. And, I mean, look, how else are the private contractors and the Pentagon going to take over America? I mean, you know, they kill Hajis all day. Why not kill us? I mean, why not? I mean, they kill our troops after they get out with, you know, all the deadly drugs and stuff. Why not? I mean, look, they're winners. They love killing people. They don't care. We're losers. I mean, what's wrong with that?
So, yeah, I'm just freaking out. I don't really know what to do in this situation. But I'm going to obviously document anything I see. And I don't live in the main city. So if anything goes on, I'll try and be there and film it and upload it on YouTube and, you know, anything I can do.
Well, good job bringing that up, brother. And you know, to be serious here, I'm sometimes sarcastic for the people out there that love all this tyranny. If you go to InfoWars.com and read the story by Julie Wilson, in fact, is it already scrolled off the front page? All right, go to DrudgeReport.com. Then I had it here in my printout. I wanted to read it on air, but I'll find it during the break and come back and mention the part where it talks about domestic HUMET units. Like, you've got to be with the CIA or Defense Department, 5 years of HUMET training, or you've got to be part of the civilian brigade units in place. And believe me, they're in place. I mean, years ago, they came to my dad at every other dentist he knew. And so we want you to spy on your patients, come to Homeland Security meetings and get paid, Dr. Jones. How's that sound? And then my dad talked to other dentists. They all got called, and a lot of them went, and they're like, Art, who's the enemy? Well, they don't like the government. They talk bad about Obama, and they like guns. We're going to have to deal with these people soon. You like being on the team? By the way, it's also a way to find out who is in the community that is prominent. Preachers, doctors, lawyers, bank presidents. Who is politically aware that when the military approaches you or Homeland Security and goes, we'd like you to work with us in secret agent stuff. And then you go to the meeting and it's like, yeah, there's gun owners and right wingers. We're going to have to start arresting them soon. I mean, this has been in the news. And they had a big freak out a few months ago, as you know, in Denver, the state police were in there. And they were like, we're going to have to confiscate the guns from all Christians. And they're like, is this a joke? And they're like, no, this is real. We're really that evil. I mean, this is the takeover, a foreign army. That's what Homeland Security is. But this particular company, they might be being hired to run real drills. But they've had drills before. What's that famous one Fort Bragg has every year? And they've had multiple times where the military cadets, you know, going into special forces think that they've, I think it's like November Sage or October Sage. I forget the exact name. They'll go up and tackle cops they think are part of it. And the cops have killed them a couple times because they'll be doing it, you know, 50 miles away from the base. So, I mean, they do stuff like this that's real. It's just that sometimes you go out and you're part of a drill and your car's got a truck bomb in it and they blow you up and say you're a terrorist and, you know, Sergeant First Class Johnson was a right winger and then the Alex Jones magazines are found at your apartment. I mean, that's what they do. It's like, look, the Tsarnaev brothers had a magazine that mentioned Alex Jones in it. So they did it because of Alex Jones and his deeply racistness and... I mean, this is the stuff they pull. And so I know I harp on this and harp on this and harp on this, but you read the article, San Diego Craigslist adds searches for surveillance role players. mandatory prerequisite qualifications, a minimum of 5 years counterintelligence, bunch of grandstanding, and or human intelligence, HUMET, experience with at least two operational deployments in military occupational specialty, or a member of a civilian intelligence community organization. Ah, like the youth FEMA Corps, who just want to come and create a relationship with you to prepare you. It's called first contact. And all of this is about training you that when we say you line up against that wall, you line up or we'll taser you. And next, we'll just cut you in half with a machine gun because we're keeping America safe from the scary Muslims that the globalists publicly fund, run, support, and are handing the whole planet over to. By the way, you know it came out that Saudi Arabians coming to this country do not have to get searched like other citizens because they complained. And I'm not saying the Saudi Arabians are terrorists, folks. The point is, this is pointed at the American people. And that's now admitted. But just get it through your head. They built Homeland Security to kill America. They built Homeland Security to absorb the old republic. Homeland Security is the foreign takeover beachhead. It is the takeover operation. This is not rhetoric. This is fact in quadruplicate on quadruplicate on quadruplicate on quadruplicate. The Federal Reserve is foreign owned. This is a fact. They used America's energy, power, and ingenuity to establish the planetary government. This is what they've done. By the way, remind me, you guys said this a while back. You said you ought to take calls from Egypt or Syria. We'll do that tomorrow in some hour of the show. I know we got some big guests tomorrow. I want to do specialty calls. We're going to go a little bit of overdrive and go to Rashid and a few others, Tom, Lucas, and whoever else I can get to. Right to keep bare arms, need to get to him. But, and some stations don't carry it, but Infowars.com/show. You can find all the free podcast, free iPhone app, free Droid app, free video feed, free audio feeds, everything. At Infowars.com/show. And then if you're a subscriber to Infowars Nightly News, you get all the films, the nightly news, the daytime show, commercial-free video and audio podcast. And it supports this operation against the globalist and this human installation, this true organic American citizens installation against the globalist takeover. We are the resistance. You are the resistance. We are the only hope. You have to take action. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member now and share the membership. 11 people can use it simultaneously.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, on our article about gun confiscation beginning out in California, these are official communist Chinese photos. They have public executions. It's of a 12-year-old girl being shot in the back of the head. You can type in Chinese executions, and you can actually see after they've blown her head off. That's for criticizing the communist. It says, gun control works great if you're the one who controls the guns. I'm going to go copy that into my phone and tweet that as soon as the broadcast ends here in just a few minutes. And please retweet it out to everybody you know. Real Alex Jones, follow us right there. Rashid wants to talk about Michael Hastings. You're on the air. Thanks for holding from Pennsylvania.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. I don't know. I wanted to mention about the Hastings interview. It was basically common sense what he was talking about. And I had two memes on my computer, which was basically saying almost the same thing. I hadn't watched the interview, but I went back and watched.
You're talking about his last interview where he said, they're coming after the press. We got to stand against it. America's going into tyranny. We got to declare war on the tyrants. Boom, car blows up. Everything's fine.
And the two memes that I had on my computer basically said the same thing. And it was weird.
Well, people are thinking the same thing, brother. I mean, I go all over town. People are printing up memes. In fact, I'm going to do this. We're going to create an area on the site with all the great posters we've already made. Folks can submit memes to us. We'll have memes of the day, like a new fresh page every day that then goes to maybe a Pinterest account or something of memes. I'm just going to do this right now. And then we can everybody can print up them as flyers and just hang them everywhere. We're going to beat these tyrants. And you guys were saying, and I've been seeing it, really cool memes are getting hung up all over the place. And it's just time for us to fight back. They don't want us out on overpasses. They're going to choke us if we go out and say impeach Obama. Well, how about we choke the New World Order out with just numbers, peacefully, absolutely just stand up like a glacier. And it moves very slowly, but when it all moves in unison, nothing can stand in its way. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You're on the air from Oregon, sir.
Prison Planet subscriber. Thank you for having me on, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Couldn't do it without you.
Got two issues. First one, speaking of qualified candidates and searching for, in the future, it's obvious that we have some imposters occupying our White House and our Congress and our Senate. But on the top, the obvious candidate, I don't know if you've ever been asked, but if we remove this occupier that's occupying our White House, I think we have our obvious candidate, which would be Alex Jones.
Oh, man, I tell you, I don't have any skeletons in my closet, but I got a lot of stuff hiding right up front. I mean, let me tell you, boy, and just wait till they go actually find people I went to high school with and stuff. I don't know. I didn't ever torture animals like George W. Bush. So I guess that probably precludes me from being, but I was pretty wild. You know, I think of myself as a media person. That's what's more effective. I think I know Rand Paul personally. I trust Rand Paul, and he is also very deft. I would support Rand Paul for president. I think you're going to see that happen. And somebody like Ted Cruz is vice president. I think Cruz, I don't know him, so I can't, you know, there's that problem. That's why I say I like Rand. But Ted Cruz is just as good, in some ways better. The problem is he's got that dual Canadian citizenship, so they'll use that against him. Like he did something wrong. He's renouncing it now. But so that's why I'd say he'd be the VP place. I mean, what do you think of a Rand-Cruz ticket, a Paul-Cruz ticket?
You got my vote, Alex.
And yeah, that's not going to save the world either. But the fact that he's now the front runner in a lot of polls shows we're getting something done. I mean, you know, and that's why the socialists hate him so much, because they think they're going to take the government over and make everything better. You know, people like Webster Tarpley, who's, you know, mad at me and won't even come on the show now because I'm not, you know, into all that stuff. God bless him. He's got a lot of good ideas about the problems, but you know, he thinks they're going to get the government and that's somehow going to fix it. And it's just, it doesn't work. Collectivism in a central system doesn't work. It doesn't work out on co-ops most of the time.